Only introduced to the world a couple of days ago, we now know her name, Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. Officially to be known as Her Royal Highness Princess Charlotte of Cambridge. Outside her home at Kensington Palace, surrounded by the world's media, well-wishers gave their reaction.
It's a beautiful name.
Beautiful name, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, we're visiting from overseas. We're excited to be here for that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Really good name. Really happy with that.
That's fantastic,
it's
isn't
a lovely
it?
Lovely name. A really pretty name. Yeah. Pleased that Diana's been.
Well, I guess it's a nod to great-grandmother and to grandmother, isn't it? Yeah, really nice, actually.
It's now not surprising that Prince Charles looked so pleased after seeing his new granddaughter. Of course, Charlotte, a feminine form of her grandfather's name. Elizabeth comes in honour of William's grandmother, the Queen, and also his great-grandmother, the Queen Mother. Elizabeth is also a middle name shared by Kate and her mother, Carol. And then there's Diana, remembering William's mother, who died when he was only 15. Kate may never have met her, but her daughter's name will continue her memory.
Diana is a wonderful choice because it echoes Prince William's mother, and the Duchess of Cambridge has been wearing the very same engagement ring that Diana, Princess of Wales, wore. The public will love it, and the royal family will know that this is a continuation of the story and history of that family, and it keeps Diana very much a part of Princess Charlotte's life.
The Duke and Duchess made the announcement about their daughter's name while here at Kensington Palace, possibly trying to steer away that media attention before they move to their private family home in Norfolk. Hidden away among the trees on the Sandringham estate is Anmore Hall, where William and Kate hope their family can escape away from the cameras. In the village, Tracy Cording and her son Joshua are among the locals ready to welcome the little princess.
It's really exciting, really exciting. It's nice to, well, it's just nice, isn't it? Because when William was little, I kind of grew up seeing him and his brother grow up. So seeing him have his own little family, it's really nice.
In central London, the new baby was officially welcomed to the royal family with a gun salute in Hyde Park. Echoed at the Tower of London, the custom carried out for any prince or princess. As the world absorbs the news that this quiet little girl will now be known as Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. Rhiannon Mills, Sky News at Kensington Palace.